morning. My guests this morning are Tina Ponza and Jacob Parsons from the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, first talk about how you happen to be together.
Well, Jacob is my son. I'm the director of the Safe Routes to School program at the Sonoma County Bike Coalition, and we're having an International Walking World to School Day event next Wednesday, October 7th, and I brought Jacob with me today because Jacob is actually my inspiration for even starting to direct Safe Routes to School in Sonoma County and my inspiration for encouraging kids to walk and roll to school.
Excellent. So that's what this is on October 7th, International Walk and Roll to School Day.
It is. It's a day that's celebrated all over the world, and it's where schools encourage families to use active transportation on their routes to and from school, whether it's walking, bicycling, scootering, or skateboarding. It's just getting out in nature and enjoying the fun of active transportation.
And it wakes you up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it certainly does.
It does. Jacob actually bikes to Summerfield Waldorf High School from our house. It's about an 8-mile bike ride. He'll be biking on Walk and Roll to School Day along with a number of Summerfield students. And he bikes, you know, about once a week these days. And it's definitely a doable thing for any kid that wants to learn and likes to do it.
I noticed that you mentioned other wheeled possibilities for participating in this event. Although I see people riding all sorts of non-motorized vehicles to and from wherever it is they're going, it's interesting to put them all together into a kind of a coalition of travelers that you meet every day.
Absolutely. Jacob, why don't you tell Roland a little bit about the bike train that happens to Summerfield?
Yeah, we have quite a few people who ride from Santa Rosa. There's people who ride from Grayton and Sebastopol all into Summerfield. Most of them ride their bike. A couple of people have electric bikes. But it's fun. We all get together in the morning. And
they meet up at the Fish Fountain and bike together down the Santa Rosa Creek Trail. And a lot of schools do that. A lot of schools have meetup spots where kids group either walking or bicycling to get to school. It's a big part of the day, like building community and getting more families out, meeting each other, just enjoying the weather, enjoying the day, and then celebrating when they get to school.
It's pretty much taken for granted, really. Looking at the press release here, that a school in your neighborhood is going to be participating.
Chances are, there are about 70 schools registered for the event countywide. Other schools may be participating but just didn't register. And even if your school hasn't registered to participate, you know, take the chance and give it a try and use this day to celebrate and try it for yourself and see if it's fun for you and doable.
My wife and I were walking in our hometown of Larkfield the other day and wishing that we could disappear all the cars and
Absolutely.
That there would be footpaths that wound throughout the area that we were traveling through and that there would be bicycle lanes
Absolutely.
And scooter and so forth lanes.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we work on at the Bike Coalition, trying to work with local jurisdictions to improve the infrastructure around schools and in neighborhoods all over to make it more convenient for walkers and bikers. And that's one of the things we do with all our schools that implement Safe Routes to School programs is we assess the schools for barriers to walking and biking and trying to make recommendations for improvements in the neighborhoods. And we have seen many improvements happen in the past 7 years that Safe Routes to School has been implemented in Sonoma County.
Do you think that non-motorized wheeled transportation is increasing in the county? I do.
Absolutely. I see more bicyclists out there. There are more bike lanes than ever before in Sonoma County, and that's happened in the past 10 years. We actually have seen increases. We are actually the county that has had the highest increase in active transportation in the past 5 years of all the Bay Area counties. So it's definitely happening. It'll take time, but you know, as time goes by, we hope that even more people choose to use active transportation.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in and telling us about this. And let's remind people once again, if you are on your way to school on Wednesday, October 7th, this message is for you. And you can find out more about International Walk and Roll to School Day by calling 545-0153 or online. Try sonomasaferoutes.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.